Uno, dos, tres.
These were the sounds from the dedication ceremony of the Marcus Garvey Hall of Culture, Organization of American States headquarters in Washington, D.C. On Wednesday, Garvey's son, Dr. Julius Garvey, flanked by OAS Permanent Representative of Jamaica, Ambassador Anthony Johnson, and OAS Secretary General Jose Miguel Insulza, unveiled a plaque that bears the name of Jamaica's first national hero, Insulza.
Today that we're inaugurating this hall, the name of Marcus Garvey, we should reflect on our achievements on that, reflect how he probably would have said that, yes, some things have gone better, but there's still a lot, a long way to go.
Also present at the ceremony was OAS Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramden, Chairman of the OAS Permanent Council, Ambassador Alfonso Hoyos of Colombia, and ambassadors and permanent representatives from many of the OAS member states. Later that evening, the Jamaican Embassy in Washington hosted its first ever Heroes Day reception and award ceremony. The event paid tribute to four organizations and individuals making positive contributions to the Jamaican diaspora in the Washington, D.C. area. One such group was the Jamaican Nationals Association. Its president, Dr. Jacqueline Payne, said she was honored to receive the award on behalf of the organization and spoke to us on future plans.
One of our major goals is to have a building called Jamaica House, Washington, D.C. And with that building, we plan on promoting Jamaican culture, which we already do, and also provide, just to break it down, let's say clothing for new immigrants, classes for new immigrants, elder care for the community. They don't have to be Jamaican because we know we're in the host country and this is where we have been for 40 years, so might as well give back to all people, not just Jamaican.
Reporting for OAS Radio in Washington, this is Karen Stanley.